Can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built? It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean? We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Hey, football fans, it's Andrew Filippone, host of the First and Pod podcast. Join me and my co-host, three-time All-Pro Patrick Peterson, as we break down every game every week. New episodes drop on Monday and Friday mornings. Be sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you on a Wednesday. Happy New Year, everybody. Happy New Year. Happy 2025 to you and your loved ones. We appreciate you tuning in this morning. If you are going to wish people a happy new year, and I'm cool with that, you know, like sending a text to somebody, I do that quite a bit. Don't do what I've what's happened to me over the last 24 hours or so. And I'm, to be clear, there was a group text that Patrick Creighton sent out to all of us on the team here at Sports Radio 610. This is not me referring to that group text, Patrick, if you're listening. This is different than that, because Patrick Creighton sent a happy new year group text to the on-air staff here at Sports Radio 610, all of whom we know and have their phone numbers in there. And, you know, it's a group of eight people that are, you know, that are collectively friendly with each other and know each other. Do not do this. I have a friend who does this every year on New Year's, and it's the most annoying thing. And it's sends a group text to about, I don't know, like 15 to 20 people. Like, mm-hmm. Apple being able to have these group texts go out to more than like six or seven people now has really given some people liberties here as to how wide a spanse they have with their text.
Yeah, yeah.
A Happy New Year group text to, when I go and I click who's on this group text, of the 15 people on it, maybe three of the numbers are in my phone. So there's 12 people on this group text who are now replying to it that are wishing me a happy new year that I don't really care about their happy new year wishes for me. And it's just, it turns into this thing. And I know, turn notifications off, Sean, whatever. But yeah, like it's unnecessary. First of all, it's impersonal. Like, I'm in this group of 15 people that you sent five words to on a text.
Yeah.
I would have been perfectly fine. If you're going to wish me happy new year, send me a text and tell me exactly how much you appreciate me in the new year.
I don't like, the problem with group text, large group text, is that if I only have the contacts for like half the people in that group, I find it impossible to participate.
Right.
Because then I don't want to be the guy that's like, hey, could everybody identify themselves? I'm just like, all right, if this is not a tight-knit circle of friends here, and who knows who the hell I'm chatting with, and I just don't participate.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't either. Unfortunately, it seems like the other 14 people on this group text are participating, and then some of them even have conversations going on. You know, like, oh, I'm replying to Rich over here, this guy. I'm using fake names. But I do believe the person that sent this text listens to the show. Don't put me on it next year. Don't put me on that text. Don't ever put me on a text that includes 12 of the 14 people that I don't know who they are or have their number, okay?
Yeah.
Stop doing that. That's a pet
peeve. Stop the group text tyranny, okay?
Yes.
It's a hidden cancer in society right now that's sapping valuable time and resources away from doctors, scientists, and sports radio
and
hosts.
Yes, thank you,
the most
Seth.
Crucial and vital people in a society.
Well put. Well put, yeah. And to be clear, Patrick, if you're listening, I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about your group text. It was a different group text.
Our Sports Radio 610 group texts can be fun.
Yeah, they're fun. I don't mind those.
Sometimes I feel like I don't... sometimes I'll make a joke, and if I don't get a response, it feels especially harsh. Like, these guys really do hate me, don't they?
Yeah.
All right.
Wait, you can see the other group text.
I said,
we have a separate group.
I'm on the 15-person group text, and there's another 14-person group.
Good one, Seth. That's the title of the group text.
You're saying that every time I text that group text, the other group text gets fired
up?
I'm that guy?
It pops. Yeah. No,
there's
not.
Nothing like, I love the side group text. Now that's fun.
That is fun.
It's fun as much as I hate group text. Once you're on the side group text that's talking smack about the annoying person. And the best is, oh my God, we had a family situation like that where we were going through a certain crisis, and there were a few of my siblings and cousins and whatnot were all involved, but there's one that's just impossible to handle and deal with, and it was almost immediately, as soon as I saw the one group text light up, I knew I was going to get something from somebody else on the other group text real quickly. God. Like, oh, here we go. Buckle up.
Oh, that's beautiful. That's beautiful. So none of the side group text. That is a beautiful thing.
You need to release that on X, the comments you guys have made after my dud jokes. Yeah.
It doesn't exist. We don't have a side group text yet.
Sure.
About Seth. Yeah. Here's the other thing. This is a much more sports nerdy thing.
What are you texting right now? Now you're texting it right now, aren't you?
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Like, wait until you hear what I just did to Seth.
8:31 if you want to listen on the Odyssey app. This is a pet peeve of mine just from last night watching the Fiesta Bowl between Boise State and Penn State, is that in addition to trying to get to the semifinals of the college football playoff, Boise State was trying to get Ashton Jeanty, their Heisman runner-up running back, the single-season rushing record for running backs or otherwise. But the single-season rushing record, if he got, I forget what the number was, I don't think he got there, but if he got to X amount of yards, that would break Barry Sanders' single-season rushing record. And then every time they brought this up, the announcers had to point out that, now, back in Barry's day, they didn't count the bowl stats for the single season. So Ashton Jeanty is getting the benefit of playing in the Fiesta Bowl, and maybe, you know, he's going to get more games out of it.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking to myself, so they haven't gone back and added the bowl stats in? Like, that would seem to be something easy enough to do. They're like, Barry did have 222 yards in the Joe Schmo Bowl back in that year. So if those were there, this would even be harder for Ashton Jeanty. And I'm thinking to myself, just go back and add them in. What are we doing? Like, because they started doing it in, like, 2005, that players from then on are the only ones that get the benefit of the bowl game? Get a calculator out, you jerks.
They did this with the sack records, too, I think. They went back, and they were able to go back and kind of go over, you know, plug all the old box scores into computers and actually, I think they kind of rewrote the career sack earnings
because
it wasn't officially a statistic until 1976 or so.
Yeah.
So guys like Deacon Jones and what have you were kind of, they felt jilted. I guess, and football's interesting because there are very few stats that are kind of considered like a big deal or a measuring stick the way you have in baseball where there's multiple things. I think partly because just football changes so much from era to era. Like, yes, baseball changes, but it's not as extreme as what's happening in the passing game in football. So, like, I hear about passing yardage, somebody breaking the passing yardage, and I'm kind of like, yeah, all right, well, it's kind of like, yeah, it's like driving the fastest car in 1950 compared to 1895. It's like, okay, good. It's probably going to change, right?
Right.
But, like, rushing yardage still feels like a big deal. Getting over 2,000 yards rushing, especially in some ways, it's probably harder these days because teams are not running the ball nearly as much. That's still a big one. I feel like they need to standardize that as much as possible.
Yeah, it's easy enough to do. Just add the damn bowl stats in for everybody.
I mean, except that now you're getting into an era where some of these guys are going to have three. The college stats, I'll tell you what, the overtime rules piss me off because that's what throws out. I basically look at most college stats now and everything, and you can have one overtime game that's almost like having, in terms of scoring, it might as well as be played an entire extra game on the season.
Yeah, Kellen Mond, back when A&M played LSU, they went to like 9 overtimes.
Yeah,
and that was, you're right. That was bad. I think they stopped doing that. I think they stopped counting the overtime stats
as
touchdown passes. But when they did do it, the other dumb thing about college stats, this is just stupid, is that sacks count against your rushing yards.
Right, right.
That's the dumbest thing. What are we doing? Like, you look and you have good running quarterbacks that at the end of a game have like 14 attempts for 16 yards because like five of them were sacks.
Yeah.
It's stupid.
It doesn't make any sense. Well, it makes sense from a bookkeeping perspective somewhat. I don't know. I don't want to get too nerdy about all this.
It's dumb.
It's dumb. It's dumb, Sean, is what it is.
It's dumb. This is a
What's the football record that you care most about? Like, that actually does it for you? I feel like touchdown passes, even though obviously the passing game has gotten easier, there's something about the simplicity of it where I'm still, and especially like a touchdown to interception ratio. That's the big one.
Those pop for me. Like, when Aaron Rodgers had a year where it was like 47 touchdowns and 3 interceptions, I'm like, ooh, yeah, that's a year right there. No, you're right. Yards doesn't do it for me anymore. Like, passing yard, like 5,000 yards, like, okay,
yeah, not at all.
Because if you're on a bad team, you're more likely to have a tremendous amount of passing yards than somebody who's on a good team that's just grinding the clock out on fools, you know? There's a nice text to you here, Seth, on the text page.
Oh, no.
Seth, unlike the group text that we have about you, Seth, I've been listening to you since you were on Mad Radio. You've made me laugh at the best of times and the worst of times. I've appreciated every bit of it. Thank you, and carry on. That's Slim from Katie.
Oh, thanks, Slim.
Now, apparently, Slim has another side text where he's texting about me.
That's right. He had just actually texted me about trying to get rid of this weight around my ankles that is Sean Pendergast, something like that.
Yeah, off to the side.
There's a guy. Thank you very much for that. That's a very kind word. It makes me feel like I'm not doing something that's like a completely stupid and ridiculous job.
Yes.
And I remember that. Oh, there are people that actually, I feel like there are at least like 7 people out there that feel like I make their day better.
Indeed,
so.
Man. Indeed.
I'm basically, like I said before, I'm basically a brain surgeon.
Right.
My job is just as important as an emergency room nurse.
You make people's brains feel better.
It's a noble profession.
Mental health,
sports
man.
Radio.
Mental health. You make people's brains feel better. Text message, just admit it. Okay, first of all, if you start any text with just admit it, you can go ahead and assume that I'm not going to admit it. Okay, don't tell me what to do. Text message, just admit it. CJ is so overrated and truly sucks.
That truly sucks. That's, guys, he's trolling you. That's based off of the previous Mac Jones conversation.
Yeah. Okay. See, I'm taking this seriously right now.
Yeah, you're getting too serious. I think there was a... I think somebody was trolling you yesterday, too, when you started to read off that list of places that Dana Holgorsen went on vacation.
Oh,
and
Dubai.
At the very beginning of it, you said one of the cities, and I wanted to say something about the city. And then we had a little minor disagreement over, like, okay, what, are we going to just read this entire list of 20? So we probably should have talked about that before the segment. But then a few minutes later, somebody said, hey, Seth or Sean, can you read that whole list again? And you were like, it is.
Oh, I was doing the thing. See? But I was executing the radio playbook. I'm like, maybe they just got in their cars.
Yeah, I know.
Right.
No, nobody knows.
No,
they
might
have just been they were trying to stir something
you're
up.
Right. And Seth was just sitting there going, this is cute. He's so innocent. He's so innocent, and he just thinks that people want things that they ask for. Yeah, that's funny. All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. Happy New Year, everybody. Could the New England Patriots pull off a Caserio in the draft this spring? One of our former colleagues has a crazy scenario. Is this a possible scenario? When I say pull off a Caserio, you're going to know exactly what it is I'm talking about when you hear this. That is next.